You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
This morning, we'll continue study the book of John, chapter 6.
这一章圣经, 大家非常熟悉,
it's a very familiar part of the scripture.
这里讲到主耶稣曾经用五饼, 二鱼, 喂饱了5000群众。
Here it was talking about that Jesus used five loaves and two fish and feed 5,000.
也许这个故事太熟悉了。
Maybe it's such a familiar story.
我们读的时候, 大家知道这是一个神迹。
And when we read it, we just realize, well, that's a miracle.
甚至这个神迹属灵意义也有不少的人讲过了。
And also, so many people preach about the spiritual meanings of these miracles.
因此我们好像知道, 哦, 这段圣经我们知道了。
So it seems that everybody all understands fully about this part of the scripture.
但是当我在主的面前从这段圣经里面领受的时候,
But when I start afresh to try to learn something from the Lord, from this scripture.
有许多事情当我们在那里默想, 重新来明白当时的背景的时候,
then I realized if we really meditate upon it and if we really study into the background of the story,
这段记录的重要性就突出显明出来。
And then its importance is it's the prominent point that we can really realize.
我想大家都知道这段圣经五饼二鱼的神迹是四本福音书都记载的。
And we know that this miracle is the one that's recorded on all four Gospels.
而这个四本福音记载的角度不一样。
And it all was all written about this miracles from different angles.
约翰福音跟其他三本书有特殊的地方。
And but then in the book of John, it has a special point.
这里首先我们提到, 约翰福音里提到, 这是在逾越节靠近的时候所发生的事情。
And it's first is indicated, this is something that happened right very close to Passover.
我们看第六章第一节,请我们读一下, 为了方便有一些弟兄姊妹们,或者有些福音朋友们还没有带知道这段圣经所记载的故事, 我们读一下, 从头读起。
So let's familiar with the story. Let's read chapter 6 from the very first verse.
第一节, 这是以后耶稣渡过加利利海,就是提比利亚海, 有许多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他。耶稣上了山，和门徒一同坐在那里。那时犹太人的逾越节近了。
From verse 1 through 4, after these things, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, or Tiberias, and a great multitude was following him, because they were seeing the signs which he was performing on those who were sick. And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of Jews, was at hand.
你知道我们读圣经的时候常常是平面的，我说平面的读的。
So a lot of times when we read scriptures, we just read it in just one dimension.
为什么我讲平面呢?
Now why do I say that in sort of one-dimensional way?
这个平面当然一面这个是空间的问题。
So first of all, it's because of the space.
其实我是讲到时间，从时间来看，我们才明白圣经的意义。Actually,
what we really have to consider here is following this time course, then we can fully understand what it really means here.
我说平面，因为我们读的时候觉得它是在同一个时间里面发生的事情。You
see, when we read it, we thought this whole thing was just happening right at that same time.
而事实上，圣经里面福音，约翰福音书里面记载许多次。
But actually, in the Gospels, it recorded many, many incidents that happening around the Passover.
主耶稣在地上侍奉的时间一共是三年半, 这是大家所知道的。
We all know that Jesus served have the ministering time on earth is only 3.5 years.
而既然是三年半, 就是4次逾越节。
Then that means they passed through 4 Passovers.
而这个五饼二鱼的神迹, 这个发生的时间是第三个逾越节。
And the miracles that happened in here is happening during the third Passover. You see, in the book of John is just recording all the incidents surrounding these four Passovers.
也许有人要说这是第二个逾越节,而不是第三个逾越节,这里我们不去辩论。
Maybe some will claim that this is really actually happening on the second Passover, but let's not go into that.
因为约翰福音里面只有明显地讲到三次逾越节,有一次不晓得在哪里。
Because in the book of John, it did indicate about three Passovers, and the fourth one, nobody knows what happened.
但是无论如何, 这个不是第三次就是第二次逾越节的时候。
But anyway, this is it's happening on the either second or third Passover.
而这个逾越节可以说是在他主耶稣侍奉的时候是一个属灵的高峰上面。
And that's the time is right at the very peak of Jesus' ministry.
主耶稣已经被众人证明他是一个行神迹者。
Because at that time, Jesus was already proven that he's the one that performed miracles.
他不仅行神迹，他也被众人接纳作为一个伟大的圣经的教师。
Not only he performs miracles, he's also well accepted and well recognized as a great Bible teacher.
而且甚至许多的人承认他是先知。
And a lot of people even recognize that he is a prophet.
并且有些人甚至以为这就是神在圣经里面预言应许要赐给以色列的那一位弥赛亚。
And even some recognize that this is the one that was the promised Savior for the Israels.
在众人中间议论纷纷。
So there's a lot of discussions among people.
不一定每一个人在同一的时间都相信耶稣是知道他是谁。
So actually, it's not a very uniform thing that not really everyone recognize who Jesus is at that same time.
但是无论如何, 他的执事跟他的重要性是被众人所认出来了。
Nevertheless, around that time, his importance and his ministry is well recognized by most of the people.
就着我们今天的话来说, 我们可以说他的声望是如日中天的。
Maybe we can say that in that time, he's already quite famous.
Yeah. Popularity contest. 他被民众拥戴的程度。
At that time, he was really, really popular.
昨天我听见这个无线电里面报道说, 布希总统已经隐隐地要发动他连任竞选的这一个行动了。
Yesterday, I heard on the radio that Bush already had this very subtle beginning of his campaign for the next presidency.
所以弟兄姊妹们,如果耶稣基督要利用时机的话,这是政治上一个最好的时机。
So if Jesus is a politician, that would be the best time for Jesus to start doing something.
以后我们在这张圣经里面还要读到说,的确众人也拥戴他作王。
And actually, later on, we learn from other part of scripture, that's the time where all the people is really trying to push him out to be somebody.
所以弟兄姊妹们,你看见从这段圣经,约翰福音第六章,若是你想一想当时的情景,你会对他所做的事情非常注意。
So if you put all these considerations about that circumstances, then you probably will have a better understanding why Jesus do this miracle at that time.
而且这里第六章第二节特别明明说,那时候许多人看见他在病人身上所行的神迹,所以就跟随他。
Especially now that we can all see that's recorded on the second verse, it says that the multitude was following him because they were seeing the signs which he was performing on those who were sick.
他的一举一动都被人注意。
So he was well noticed of his every move.
我们可以知道在逾越节的时候,犹太人都靠近回到耶路撒冷去过节。
So we all know in Passover, all the Jews gathered around Jerusalem.
他们的男丁一年三次要到耶路撒冷来朝拜神。
And the Jewish man shall have to go up to Jerusalem three times a year.
所以这约翰福音里面特别记载,喂饱了5000人是男人。
So at this time, when it was recorded to feed 5,000, actually it means 5,000 men.
这里不是说他不注意儿童,不注意妇女。
It wasn't that he's neglecting women and children.
我想也有不少男丁上耶路撒冷过节的时候,是带着太太,带着儿女去的。
I believe a lot of men that went up to Jerusalem to worship, brought their families and their wives and kids with them.
但圣经里却特别记载说，约有5000个男子。
But in the Bible, it was recorded as 5,000 men.
因为这五千个人是带着一份心来敬拜神，来献祭给神的。
Because these 5,000 men, they came with a heart that to come to worship and to give sacrifice to the Lord.
并且他们要纪念神为他们做了何等大的事。
And they come here to remember the great things that the Lord did for them.
就是神曾经用羔羊的血来赦免他们在埃及地将要沦亡的命运。
Is that in Egypt that the Lord did spare them through the slaying of a lamb?
羔羊为他们流血，血涂在门楣门框上面。
And with that blood was smeared on the doorpost, and then they are all spared.
当命令的天使在夜间巡行埃及全地的时候，以色列家就没有遭遇灭亡。
And during that night, the destroying angel went through the whole land of Egypt, and that's the time when all the Israelites were spared.
所以弟兄姊妹，你已经明白了，在逾越节过节的这个气氛中间，神迹的性情、神迹的性质是非常强烈的。
So we all know at that time.When people was having a feast in Jerusalem, everybody was reminded by these great miracles of God.
这些人是来看神迹的。
Indeed, they come to Jerusalem for miracles.
他们真是盼望这一位他们所看重的耶稣能够再为他们行神迹。
And how they wish that this Jesus who can perform miracles will really perform miracles for them.
他们的心是向着神的。
Their heart is really toward the Lord.
他们带着敬畏的心来纪念神在以色列的子民中间所行的大奇事和神迹。
And they come with a reverent heart that they come to recognize what wonderful thing the Lord did for the Jewish.
不过弟兄姊妹，你不要以为以色列人特别会一窝蜂。
But don't think that only the Jews will like to sort of
congregate with more to do.
like to thorn together and for something.
我们中国人很会一窝蜂啊。
Our Chinese really sometimes like to just get together and follow a certain train.
如果一个人做某一样生意，所以一下你看十个店都开了。
And you see if one people doing having certain kind of business, and then ten stores will follow suit.
如果一个人突然做起 swap meet, 忽然十个店都开了。
And if one people started the swap meet, then you see all of a sudden 10 people will follow.
一个人卖钟表，所有人都在卖钟表。
And one started a clock and watch shop, and then ten just follow suit right away.
我们有这个特性。
And we have this kind of a tendency.
犹太人是不是也是这样呢？
Is Jewish people like that? Yes.
我还没讲他给我回答了。所以大家注意到在这里有很多人跟人彼此互相影响的关系。
So there's a lot of things that people now interact.
这些人跟人影响关系叫整个的气氛非常的高涨。
So in Jerusalem, it was very, very festive and everybody's very high in spirit.
耶稣就在这样的场合里面来到伯赛达的附近。
Now that's the time and that's the, that kind of a, in, a circumstances that Jesus went to, Tiberias.
那么弟兄姊妹们，在马太福音跟马可跟路加里面记载，耶稣曾经对着这批群众给他们施以教训。
In the book of Matthew and Luke, around this time, Jesus did preach to this multitude.
我不知道耶稣教导他们什么。
I don't know what he's preaching at that time.
但是圣经里面却讲到耶稣的心是如何。
But in the Bible, it was recorded at that time how Jesus was in his heart.
他的心怜悯这批群众。
Because he really had pity on the multitude.
因为圣经里说，主耶稣看见他们，就想起好像他们羊没有牧人一样。
Because when Jesus saw the multitude, he was reminded that they are just like the sheep without a shepherd.
这句话什么意思？
Now what does that really mean?
刚才我们所讲那些过节的气氛，讲到以色列的背景，讲到人的心情，讲到人寻求神。
Now when we mentioned earlier that during the time of the festival, during about all these people gathered together with such a high spirit and people expecting miracles and all that.
主耶稣自己是那位要来的弥赛亚，已经在他们中间。
And Jesus himself is the Messiah which is to come, who already is present among them.
他们却没有完全的看见。
But they haven't really seen, they couldn't recognize him yet.
他们是在旧约的时候曾经经历大的神迹。
Yes, indeed, in the Old Testament time, they did experience a lot of great miracles.
但他们却没有想到耶稣要来给他们是看见更大的事情。
But they never realized that when Jesus came, that there would be greater things to show to them.
这批群众是有属灵的渴慕。
Yes, indeed, these people have a spiritual longings.
这个科目还没有被唤醒。
And that kind of a longing is really not fully awakened yet.
他们却只是等待看见一些眼睛看得见的事情。
And so they are really waiting for something that they can really see with their own eyes.
主耶稣怎么能用一件神迹或者一件事情使这些人心的回转来归向神呢？
So how can Jesus use the certain miracles to capture their hearts? So not only they see and they really can,
我一点都不能够，我不愿意贬低犹太人他们寻求神的心。
And I don't want to look down upon this desire of Jews to for the Lord.
因为在我们今天的时代，我们也没有看见比当时的犹太人好多少。
Because in today's world, we don't really see too many people that have a greater desire for the Lord than the Jews at that time.
但我想到竟然有五千人会聚集在耶稣面前的时候。
But when I think about this, it's a marvelous thing that there are 5,000 gathered together before Jesus.
我就觉得他们的光景可能已经比我们好了。
So I think maybe at that time their situation is much better than us.
虽然我要说明也许他们中间心情各样的态度是比较复杂的。
And maybe although they really have a all different kind of hearts among them.
但是耶稣来到这里，
But when Jesus came,
他却对这些群众教训。
He taught those people, the multitude.
圣经里面记载说天已经晚了。
And it was recorded that it's getting dark.
他们在旷野里面也没有什么吃的，就
困乏了。And there's nothing to eat in the wilderness, and then people get very tired.
这里第五节说，耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
And John 6:5 it says, Jesus therefore, lifting his eyes and seeing that a great multitude was coming to him, saying to Philip, where are we to buy bread that these may eat?
腓力和一些其他的门徒跟着耶稣。
And all these people, all the disciples following Jesus.
耶稣对他们说话是为了教育他们。
And the way Jesus have dialogue with them is to try to educate them.
因为第六节说，他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。
Because right away we know, because verse 6 is recorded, and this he was saying to test them, for he himself knew what he was intending to do.
这一句话也是其他三本福音书没有记载的。
And this is the only recording here. All the other three gospels did not record this sentence.
其他的几本福音书，他们的回答就是腓力的回答。
Because in the other books, they just give the answers exactly like Philip's answer.
腓力回答说，就是有二十两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。
And Philip's answer him, 200 denarii, right? Denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, for everyone to receive a little.
好像其他三本福音书没有特别看见耶稣里面问这句话的动机是什么。
As if the other three books did not really record the motivation of Jesus asking this question.
但是约翰却在这里记载，主耶稣问这个话的问题是给腓力一个考试。
But only in this gospel that it was recorded, and actually this was a test for Philip.
弟兄姊妹们，一方面是群众，一方面是门徒。
So at that time we see.At one hand, they're multitude, and then they're disciples.
我们已经许多次在读经的时候，在查考圣经，发现说，神对于门徒的要求跟训练，远远超过他对于众人讲道的兴趣。
It seems that we already pretty much aware, from the Bible, that Jesus' expectation and the teaching is quite different, toward the multitude.And toward those disciples.
因为耶稣的工作的眼光是在训练一批精兵。
Because Jesus was really trying to train up a selected group.
所以你看后面事实也证明，当这十二个门徒受了教训之后，他们在主耶稣 已经上了十字架复活之后把福音传遍地极。
So we know that later, indeed, these 12 disciples being trained so strictly by Jesus, eventually will spread out and preach the gospel through the whole world.
今天主也希望我们在他面前成为真正认真跟随他的门徒。
So today, Jesus, by the same way that Jesus will expect us to be a true disciple, really pursuing after him.
而不是仅仅一批人来看热闹等待寻求神。
And not just a throng of people,getting together, you know, trying to see some miracles and just to gather around.
有些教会特别强调神迹的重要。
Some churches especially emphasize the importance of miracles.
因为他们认为神迹是天国能力的彰显。
Because it was, they believe that the miracles is the showing of the power of kingdom.
这些话我都同意的。
I do agree with this.
但是那些真正有神迹能力表现的之后
之后 But right after all those the miracles.
那又怎么样呢？
What then?
有多少人是因为神迹的缘故而相信了耶稣并且专心跟随他的呢？
Now how many are really trying to follow Jesus, really believing Jesus and then following him because of miracles?
这样的人才是有门徒的心智。
Only those will have this heart of a disciple.
而且你发现一件事情。
And then you'll find out.
这十二个门徒中间也不是都因为神迹的缘故而跟随耶稣的。
And all the, even among these 12 disciples, not every one of them are following Jesus because of miracles.
当然我的意思是他们相信神迹。
Of course, they do believe in miracles.
他们的动机起初并不是因为神迹而来跟随耶稣。
But their motives to following Jesus originally was not really because of the miracles.
并且因着神的拣选他们里面的心被神摸到
被耶稣摸到。And because of God's choosing, that their heart was really touched by Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们这就是一些门徒跟众人所以不一样的地方。
So this is the difference between the disciples and the crowd.
我们应当羡慕像腓力这样像西门彼得一样像安德烈这样跟随的耶稣能够认识他的心。
We have to admire the heart of Andrew, of John, that they really wanted to follow Jesus.
所以耶稣这里说他自己原知道了怎样行但是他问这句话是试验腓力。
So here is recorded that Jesus knew what he's going to do. He just asked these questions to test him.
我常常想到我们自己做基督徒。
So a lot of times I was reminded as a Christian.
我听说有一些弟兄们心里非常的下沉。
So I was told that some brothers have a very very heavy heart.
因为他说当我们遇见难处的时候甚至下在监中的时候我们祷告神神也没有特别帮助我们。
Because they say that when we have a great problem, even when we're in jail, we pray to the Lord and it doesn't seem to have any help.
主啊我们是为了你的名受羞辱为了你的名受监禁的。
They say that now we, because of your name, we were being imprisoned and because of your name, we have this great difficulty.
为什么你不来拯救我
们 how come you don't deliver us?
但弟兄姊妹如果你从这里试验两个字看见一点端倪的话
But if you really pay attention to this word test,
你就知道耶稣是要试验门徒像他试验腓力一样。
Then you know that Jesus is trying to test his disciple just the way he wants to test Philip here.
我记得有一故事有一位弟兄对我们说的。
I remember one story that a brother told us.
他说有一位很有名的传道人他有一位同工。
He said there's a very famous minister and he is a co-worker.
他被打发去边远的地方传福音。
And the co-worker was sent away to a very, very far place to preach the gospel.
但是七年下来也没有人得救。
But after 7 years, nobody was saved there.
那里也没有几个信徒。
And there's not many Christians there anyway.
他过了七年回到当初打发他的教会里面来。
So after 7 years,He came back to the church we originally sent him.
别的许多同工们都有很好工作的果效报告给大家听。
And other co-workers, when they went away, then can come back with good report, with great results.
很多人甚至他们工作的年日比七年短得多了。
And even some were working much less than 7 years, already have great results.
最后当他们同工的会议开过以后
But after the meeting,
这位弟兄站起来问一个问题。
And this brother stand up and ask a question.
他说弟兄七年了。
He said, brother, it's 7 years.
我并没有放松我的祷告。
I did not, slack off in my prayers.
我并没有减少我读经的时间。
I did not cut down the time to study my Bible.
我也做工不休息没有任容让我停顿。
I never really take too much time resting.
为什么工作没有果效
How come I don't have any result?
为什么
Why?
难道当初主打发我去是错了吗
Now, is it not God's will to send me in the first place?
难道教会也错了，做了错误决定，把我送去那里吗？
Is it the church that made a mistake to send me in the first place?
他们那里同工争辩的领袖，那位有名的传道人没有说什么话。
And the leader that was a very famous preacher did not say anything.
他没有回答他的问题。
He did not answer his question.
他只回过来站起来问他一个非常严肃的问题。
He only stand up and asked him a very serious question.
他说：“弟兄。”
He said, "Brother,
我只问你一件事情。
I only ask you one thing.
这个七年来，
in this 7 years,
你属灵的生命有没有得着？
Now, are you still progressing in your own spiritual life?"
这位做工没有果效的弟兄就流下泪来。
And this brother starting to shed tears.
他一切的问题都有了答案。
And he has questions. He has his questions got answered. All the answers he wants.
因为神有时候没有答应我们做工的方法。
Because sometimes the Lord did not answer our prayers about our work.
因为这是给我们试验。
Because he is testing us.
What have you learned after listening to the programs?Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.